I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As Russia shifts its military focus to southeast Ukraine, Europe groans under the weight of the refugees. In 6 short weeks, 5 countries accepted more than 4 million people. The likelihood of compassion fatigue increases the longer a crisis drags on. Brother Luis with Christian Aid Mission says,
"Now we can all get weary of doing good. And I think remembering some things could help us. Compassion is at the core of who God is. So compassion, that not, it's not only reflecting who God is, but it also opens the door for the gospel."
Look for the Ukraine Crisis tab at our website to help refugees through Christian Aid Mission. And remember, each refugee is a person made in God's image.
A refugee is not the word that defines who they are. It defines where they are at right now. We need to go back to looking at people with a name, a face, and a story.
And around 1,000 letters and Bible studies from Spanish-speaking prisoners in the U.S. are stuck in limbo. At Crossroad Prison Ministries, they currently have several Spanish-speaking students from prison enrolled in their Bible study program, but not enough Spanish-speaking Christian mentors. Could you or someone you know be the one to respond? Jose Pichardo, Crossroads Mentor Training Manager, says,
"Right now, our biggest effort is just making everyone aware. Even if people don't speak Spanish, we know that some people may have someone in their networks that speaks Spanish. We also want to encourage people that are bilingual, who speak English and Spanish, to enroll in our program as a Spanish mentor."
Be the hands and feet of Jesus by becoming a Spanish mentor with Crossroad Prison Ministries. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.